Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, we were taught that if we are hurt by others for our stand for the Lord, we need to endure it and to continue in the work that God has given us. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Revelation 19, verses 11 through 16, says, "And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. He hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords." My friend, that spells terror to those without Christ, but admiration among the believers in Christ. Oh, the glory of the coming of Jesus Christ. If we suffer with him, and notice what Romans 8, 17, 18 says about that. "And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if," now that word "if" is a conditional word, "if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." I was reading of people of modern day being tortured for the cause of Christ in North Korea. There was a group of people meeting in a church and a private house, a meeting to worship the Lord. And the government people broke in the house, found them, and drug them off, and they took them in and laid them down on a road. And with their wives and children watching, they took one of those big steam rollers and rolled over their heads. Their heads would pop like bowling balls or cannons going off. And oh, how terrible to think of that sound, what that looked like, and the wife and the children beholding that. My friend, that is just hard to imagine. And that is something that is going to stick with those children all their lives. And yet that suffering, we're told here in Romans 8:18, is not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in heaven. In other words, the degree of that suffering, percentage-wise, will seem minute and almost nothing in comparison to the percentage and the greatness of the glory that is shared by those who suffer with Christ, who stand with him, and they take whatever persecution is coming their way. Now, don't do like some Christians. Some Christians, they get hurt, and they withdraw. They look for other churches, or they leave churches altogether, not realizing that God has given them an opportunity to have faith in him, and to trust him. They have unknowingly quenched the work of the Holy Spirit, a work that the Holy Spirit of God had planned to do in them and through them. My friend, even if you sin and you are embarrassed, don't quit. Don't leave the work of God. Just remember this. Difficulties are not hindrances to faith. Rather, they are opportunities to manifest that professed faith that we say we have in our heart. Now, if you love Christ, you're going to go through those trials. So we not only admire Him, but we become vehicles by which He is glorified in us. I want you to consider these following verses in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 17. We read, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment," and that's with the idea that our life is like a vapor that appears for a little time and then passeth away. Our life, our 70 years, 80 years, 90 years, is but a vapor in comparison to eternity. So he says, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory." Wow. We find also in Colossians 3:4, "When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory." 1 Peter 1, 6 and 7, "Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now, for a season," other words, for a period of time, if need be, "ye are in heaviness through manifold," other words, many temptations, trials of life, not just a few, but many. And then he says in verse 7 of 1 Peter 1, "that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than that of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory." When? At the appearing of Jesus Christ. Now, my friend, in every trial you're going through, just tell yourself this. God is here. He knows exactly what I'm doing. He knows what I'm thinking. And I will give an account how I exercise my free will in this matter. God's omnipotent and He's omnipresent. He's here. I cannot hide. So why do anything by which I would be ashamed in His presence? My friend, we can't escape our accountability to Him. So let's live our life in such a way that we can give an account with joy. Yes, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the captain of our salvation, will put some of His followers into places of great peril and seemingly send them no help, that their faith and their consecration may be tested and proved. And it will conform us to the image of Christ if we do not rebel against it. Now, this great promise to the Thessalonian church is because their testimony was believed. This means that they witnessed to these folks and they got saved. But our call is not only to witness, it is to live the gospel. In Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, it says, "I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me." Well, how do we do that? Well, Romans 12, 1 says, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." You know that word service there has the idea of worship. And my friend, the way you do this, the way that you live the gospel, the way you live the Word of God, is just to present your body a living sacrifice unto Him and allow His Word to work in you and through you. Separate from the world and separate unto Jesus Christ. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 14 through 16, we read this. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance. Now let me stop right there. That phrase, fashioning yourselves according, means do not emulate. Don't emulate the former lust. Don't emulate the world. Don't put Jesus' name to worldly things. Don't dress like the world. Don't be immodest like the world and do it in the name of Jesus. Don't do drugs in the name of Jesus. We say, well, Brother Andy, I don't think anybody would do that. Well, maybe they wouldn't, but it's no worse than having rock music in the church in the name of Jesus Christ. No, don't fashion yourselves according to the former lusts. Don't try to emulate it and just put Jesus' name to it to try to justify it. That was done in your ignorance. That was the ignorant thing. People who try to pattern worship after the world are called ignorant by the Bible. But then it goes on, it says, but as He which has called you is holy. Holy has the idea of distinction, of separateness, of a pure difference. So He says, as He which has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. In all your lifestyle, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. My friend, that is how we are to live the gospel. We are to be holy. Now he says, in that day, at the end of verse 10 here of 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 of our text. Well, that day is not now. Now is our day. Now is the day for you and myself. But that day is a day of terror to the unsaved. A great day for the saved, but to the unsaved, terror. At worst for the saved is to be ashamed at His appearing and be able to admire only instead of sharing in His glory. Like they that turn many to righteousness shall shine as the stars forever. The glory of His coming speaks of the good work God began in you and is now being completed. Like a house in construction, at first it's an eyesore as it's being built, stuff laying on the ground, hardly any grass, and then just things every which way. But the end result may be the most beautiful structure in town. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.